Investors and businesses in the marijuana industry met in Los Angeles last week. Products used in the cannabis or marijuana industry were displayed at the LA Convention Center. The products included fertilizers and hothouse lights. Those lights help grow the plant indoors. Companies were also selling devices that extract oils from the cannabis plant. Robert Burns works for the company Hemp Meds. He said his company offers cannabis creams for skin or drops of the oil that can be placed under the tongue. Let it sit there for about 30 seconds and just let it dissolve in your body that way, he said. Products like cannabis chocolate, marijuana-flavored wine, and cannabis sweets were also for sale at the trade show. The increase in marijuana sales is also a major business boom for companies that make packaging. Peter Tadlock is with AmeriVax, a company that makes vacuum packaging. That packaging keeps the product fresh for a longer time. He said his company gets orders from Washington State, Colorado, Florida, and California. Training courses were offered for people new to the cannabis industry. Michael Garcia attended one of the courses. He works for a small company that makes and sells vegan foods. He hopes to expand his line of products. I want to start putting marijuana in my food products because of the health aspects, he said. Kyle Turley is a professional American football player. He believes marijuana helps with sports-related injuries. He spoke at the conference and hopes to make marijuana use legal in sports. However, opponents of marijuana use say the long-term effects of the potent or strong marijuana sold today are still unknown. Some U.S. government officials do not support the spread of marijuana use. They consider it a gateway drug to more dangerous drugs. But for now, they are taking a hands-off approach, and the cannabis industry continues to grow. I'm Jim Tedder.